When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3042, Don't Let Your Life Go to the Dogs, by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. Without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Don't Let Your Life Go to the Dogs, by Alain Massicot of freetopursue.com. We've been a busy household this past week, busy tending to a new visitor, that is. Meet Charlie, our new puppy. Charlie is a one-year-old plot hound mix. He comes to us from a local rescue, the same one who gave us our wonderful Belle. Why did we take Charlie? Because we have the time and the resources to be his fosters and to help him readjust to home life after a really tough start in life. And Charlie needs a lot of this TLC if he's to be deemed adoptable again. The F2P household is pretty much the last chance at rehabilitation for this scared, confused little guy. As we've been working with Charlie and watching and reading a lot of Cesar Millan's training materials, we've noticed that his progress is very much like many of us as we get used to a new environment, people, and behaviors, and that his success at any task is determined by how he chooses to approach it. Will he trust the situation or fear it? I'll admit that after day two and two near sleepless nights, we were left wondering whether we would be able to handle Charlie. He seems so far gone, and his decision to bite Mr. F2P's behind on the morning after his first night was definitely not helping his situation. We finally decided during an unexpected conversation at 3 a.m. to double down and see what happened. His progress during the rest of the week has been nothing less than remarkable once we decided to set boundaries and create the order required to provide a safe environment he could understand and navigate. And according to the rescue, the result has been miraculous. His turnaround was that quick because of one fundamental reason. We were able to have Charlie come to learn from a place of curiosity and a willingness to be part of the team, as opposed to one of fear and anxiety. Are people really any different? His progress over just a few days was so amazing, it got me thinking. We're really not all that different when we come from a place of fear, as opposed to one of confident calmness and interest. We only behave in erratic ways when we're trying to protect ourselves from unknown outside forces, from whatever it is that might hurt us in some way. And the greater our fear and anxiety around what might not go well, the more likely we are to imagine disastrous outcomes, which leads us to behave in weird, emotional, and erratic ways. It's almost as though fear makes it inevitable that what we fear most will happen. That date with that cute person we met will be a disaster. This marriage thing is hard, so we're doomed to fail. We'll blow our chances at that new dream job. We'll never lose those extra pounds. We'll fail that final examination and we won't get our degree. We'll lose our case in small claims court. We won't successfully return a product for a full refund. We won't score the goal for our team. We don't achieve the ambitious goal we set. We won't be successful at this saving and investing thing, let alone have enough to retire. We won't be able to successfully change careers. We can't be trusted with a difficult foster puppy. Before Charlie could learn to be the happy puppy he's turning out to be, he needed to believe that he was safe and that he could competently navigate the dynamics of our household. We helped him do that. And we can do that for ourselves too. How we approach our own learning and adapting can have a huge impact on our happiness, both in the short and longer term. It's up to us to decide how we're going to approach a new and/or potentially difficult situation. And we have the advantage here. Unlike dogs, we can ask for or create what we need to be successful. We can ask questions, research alternatives, seek support, along with a myriad of other actions we can take to improve our chances of success, including creating a positive mindset. The choice is ours. Will we come at it from a place of inevitable disaster, or will we go with the flow and see what happens? Will we ask for support and assistance, or will we try to wade through the unknown because we feel we're not worthy of the help? Our potential for success or failure is virtually predetermined by us. You just listened to the post titled, "Don't Let Your Life Go to the Dogs," by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Alain. I think this article is even more relevant these days. It just seems like so much of the world's actions are decided by fear and anxiety instead of confidence or just love, I guess. I don't know, maybe that's just me getting older and remembering the good old days, which actually might not have been the good old days, I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't think we can argue with what Alain was talking about in this post. All these things can be framed in different ways, and it's up to us to choose how we want to frame it. Easier said than done, possibly, but really important to think about. And like she said, we have an advantage, the ability to communicate clearly, so we can get help if we need it. We often act brave and don't want to be vulnerable and get that help. I get it. It's not an easy thing to do, but that's what makes us human. And not using our abilities to our advantage, it's a bit sad. We can do better. I know I can. So thank you to Alain for this one. And I really appreciate you being here and listening along with me every day, including the weekends. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.